Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nobin Pradhan with Evening News and these are the headlines. Ireland's Deputy Ambassador calls Hornbill Festival a declaration of Nagaland's vibrant culture. Advisor Hekani Zakhalu calls for supporting traditional weaving to preserve Naga culture. Northeastern Council releases nearly 5 crore rupees for Nagaland in November and Lok Sabha debates election reforms. Rajya Sabha holds special discussion on 150 years of Vande Mataram. Now the news in detail. Deputy Ambassador, Embassy of Ireland, Raymond Mullen, today described Hornbill Festival as more than a celebration, calling it a declaration of identity, creativity, culture and confidence. Speaking on the second day of the International Hornbill Festival, Mon Edition 2025 at Konyak Heritage Complex in Mon, he said the event showcases the immense potential of Nagaland.
Hornbill is far more than a celebration. It's a declaration of identity, creativity, culture, and confidence. It shows Nagaland as the world sees it now, rooted, vibrant, outward-looking, and full of possibility.
Appreciating the rich culture and traditions of the Konyaks, Mr. Mullen said the festival inspires creativity and cultural preservation. Highlighting the shared instincts between Ireland and Nagaland, he expressed hope for further collaborations in education, sports, business and people-to-people exchanges. Highlights of the day included vibrant cultural performances from various local troops as well as from Assam alongside indigenous games. The Mon edition is also displaying a stretch of stalls selling ethnic wares, traditional handicrafts and culinary items. Meanwhile, the ninth day of the Hornbill Festival at Naga Heritage Village in Kisama continued to draw visitors in large numbers. The celebrations for the day began with the cultural show at Unity Plaza, hosted by Minister P. Bashangmongba Chang alongside co-host advisor Jalio Rio. Distinguished guests included Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh and Territory Manager Retail Shillong Bharat Petroleum Shubhas Chandra Mainam. The day's lineup showcased diverse performances from several cultural troops from across Nagaland. The two-day 11th edition of the Naga Loin Loom Festival concluded today at Weaver's Place, Dizefe Village in Chumagdima. Speaking at the event, Advisor Industries and Commerce Hekani Jakhalu emphasized the need to protect and promote Naga identity, culture and traditions through continued support to indigenous weaving practices. She highlighted efforts of a high-level task force set up by the Donor Ministry to create a more structured support system for traditional crafts in Nagaland. Stressing the growing demand for natural fibers and dyeing techniques, Ms. Jakhalu urged weavers to promote unique products such as organic cotton and airy silk. The advisor assured the department's continued support for uplifting weavers and safeguarding the state's textile heritage. The two-day festival featured craft workshop, live weaving demonstrations, a weaving and warping competition, and an exhibition cum sale, among others. The Northeastern Council, NEC, has released 4.78 crore rupees for Nagaland in November, supporting various development projects. These include heritage and cultural centers, youth and sports infrastructure, and initiatives to preserve indigenous traditions while promoting tourism and local enterprise. In total, NEC allocated 56.2 crore rupees to the 8 Northeastern states last month. More from our correspondent.
One of the key projects in Nagaland, the Rainwater Reservoir for Fire Safety and Skill Training Center, was completed in November. Sanctioned in March 2023 at a cost of more than 3.8 crores, the project features rainwater harvesting reservoirs at key locations in Dimapur and Kusama to support firefighting operations. It also includes developing vital facilities at the Skill Training Center in Chechama, such as residential quarters, classrooms, and office space. The center will focus on providing fire safety training for unemployed youth, creating employment opportunities both in the public and private sectors. Mary Akashvani News, Kohima.
Nagaland has officially renamed the governor's residence from Raj Bhavan Nagaland to Lok Bhavan Nagaland. In a notification issued on 3rd December, Commissioner and Secretary to the Governor of Nagaland, Thaba Silan K, stated that the move follows a directive from the Ministry of Home Affairs and the approval of the governor. The new name is effective immediately. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on election reforms. Initiating the discussion, Manish Tiwari of Congress said the Election Commission should table the reasons for carrying out the Special Intensive Revision, SIR. He said SIR is ongoing in many states in the country, but the Election Commission has no legal justification to hold SIR. Mr. Tiwari claimed that the Constitution does not provide for SIR of electoral rolls. He also suggested that either VVPAT should be counted in full or the country should revert to paper ballots.
सरकार को चुनाव आयोग से कि कौन सी कॉन्स्टिट्यूएंसी में कौन सी चुनाव क्षेत्र में कहां पे गड़बड़ है कि एसआईआर एक चुनाव क्षेत्र में होना चाहिए तो उसके जो कारण है वो सार्वजनिक होने चाहिए. ये जो इलेक्ट्रॉनिक वोटिंग मशीन है लोकतंत्र एक भरोसे पे चलता है.
Also participating in the discussion, Samajwadi Party leader Akhilesh Yadav and Shiv Sena UBT MP Anil Desai suggested moving back to ballot papers for voting. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the national song Vande Mataram became a symbol of patriotism, sacrifice and national consciousness which paved the way for the freedom movement. Initiating the discussion on the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram in the Rajya Sabha today, Mr. Shah said this immortal work is a creation that awakens a sense of duty and a devotion towards Mother India. He said Vande Mataram was needed during the freedom struggle and even now as well when the country becomes Viksit Bharat. In 2047. The minister said the discussion on Vande Mataram in Parliament will help future generations understand its true importance and glory.
वंदे मातरम के प्रति समर्पण की जरूरत वंदे मातरम बना तब भी थी आजादी के आंदोलन के वक्त भी थी आज भी है और जब 2047 महान भारत की रचना होगी तब भी रहे क्योंकि अमर कृति मां भारती के प्रति भारत माता के प्रति समर्पण भक्ति और कर्तव्य के भाव जागृत करने वाली कृति है.
President Draupadi Murmu has conferred the National Handicrafts Awards for 2023 and 2024 in New Delhi today. These prestigious national accolades celebrate exceptional artistic mastery and underscores the government's commitment to preserving and promoting India's rich and diverse handicraft heritage. Addressing the gathering, the president said that art connects people to various cultures and to one another. She noted that handicraft is not just a cultural identity, but also an important component of people's livelihoods.
हस्तशिल्प हमारी सांस्कृतिक पहचान के साथ साथ जीविका उपार्जन का महत्वपूर्ण साधन भी है. ये सेक्टर देश के 32 लाख से ज्यादा लोगों को रोजगार प्रदान करता है. उल्लेखनीय है कि हस्तशिल्प से रोजगार और आय प्राप्त करने वाले अधिकांश लोग ग्रामीणों या दूर दराज के क्षेत्र से है. ये क्षेत्र रोजगार और आय का विकेंद्रीकरण करके समावेशी विकास को बल देता है.
President Murmu highlighted that 68% women are in the workforce of handicraft sector and development of this sector will also ensure women empowerment. A total of 12 artisans received the Shilp Guru Awards for 2023 and 2024, while 36 craftspeople got the national awards for both years. And Managing Director of Trifed M. Rajamurugan called on Director General of Police Nagaland Rupin Sharma at the police headquarters in Kohima yesterday. During the meeting, the officials discussed potential collaboration for the procurement of tribal products crafted by women members of the Nagaland Police Family Welfare Association. The aim is to integrate these handcrafted goods into the Trifed retail marketing network. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Ireland's Deputy Ambassador calls Hornbill Festival a declaration of Nagaland's vibrant culture. Advisor Hekani Jakhalu calls for supporting traditional weaving to preserve Naga culture. Northeastern Council releases nearly 5 crore rupees for Nagaland in November. And Lok Sabha debates election reforms. Rajya Sabha holds special discussion on 150 years of Vande Mataram. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.